I am very excited about Scratch. I walked in and I just immediately felt like this is going to be good. If you've been to New York's West Village, if you couldn't see Fairbanks out the window, you'd swear you were on maybe Bleecker Street. Young Dustin Haney is the chef. When we think about our best chefs in the area, we've got our Scott Hunnels and our Kevin Fonzos and our Kathleen Blakes, but we never think about who's next. And I think this guy might be one of the ones we're going to be talking about coming up.
What kind of food is it?
You know, they want to call it tapas. It's not Spanish, but they're trying to indicate that they're doing small plates, and it's a much more creative global cuisine. I had a wonderful pork belly. It had been marinated in a soy, so it had a nice little salty note. And then they did a loup de mer, which is a wolf fish, it's called. Just a perfectly cooked filet, and the skin had been crisped. Just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I think you maybe have 14 seats at the bar and 14 seats at tables.
So it's a pretty cozy sort of intimate experience. Do you have to book in advance?
I'm not even sure they take reservations. And my guess is that they don't, because they don't even have the service staff who would be at the door to check that books. It's the type of place where you walk in and you hope you'll be able to find a seat. Take your chances, because it's going to be worth the wait.
And you want to talk about a food truck which you sampled recently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, bembom. It's Portuguese. And even though there are two different words, it means good, good. The chef driver is Chico Mendonça, and he is from the Azores. He opened Cochina 214 just off Park Avenue. And he just got tired of the strictures of working in an actual restaurant. He loves the freedom of being able to set up his own schedule, but he hasn't gotten rid of his chef bona fides. For example, he does a duck taco where he confits his own duck. And then you order a duck taco, he gets out the duck leg and strips off the meat and puts it on the grill and then gets the tortilla. So it's a process. It's not like he's got all this stuff waiting back there to just slap together and throw out there.
So this is typical Azorean food?
It's Portuguese accented, so it's probably as authentic as you're going to find Portuguese cuisine, but I think he takes a few liberties here and there to appeal to the American palate.
Mm-hmm. And where could you find bembom food truck?
You have to go online and find out where they go, because they are, as most food trucks are, nomadic.
Tell me about Taverna Yamas.
Taverna Yamas is a big, big restaurant on International Drive. I walked into this one, and I forget how many hundreds of seats it holds, but there were maybe two tables occupied. You just kind of start to wonder why. So my first thought was maybe it was the huge fish tank right inside the front door that you couldn't see into because it was so cloudy. And, you know, when you've got things like that, first thing you say is, well, if they're not cleaning their fish tank, what else is going on here? The music was playing loudly. This is supposed to be sort of a Greek restaurant, Mediterranean restaurant. So I've got Gangnam Style going on in the background. All these little things start telling people that they may not want to dine here. If they got past all that, they'd find food that was good enough. But, man, that's a lot to get past to get to the food.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you.